Back in Yoroido, I used to swim on chilly spring days and afterward lie on the rocks beside the pond to soak up the heat of the sun. If the sunlight vanished suddenly behind a cloud, as it often did, the cold air seemed to close about my skin like a sheet of metal. The moment I heard of the general's misfortune, standing there in the front entrance hall, I had that same feeling. It was as though the sun had vanished, possibly for good, and I was now condemned to stand wet and naked in the icy air. Within a week of the policeman's visit, our Okia had been stripped of the things other families had lost long ago, such as stores of food, undergarments, and so forth. We'd always been Mameha's source for packets of tea. I think she'd been using them to purchase favors. But now her supplies were better than ours, and she became our source instead. Toward the end of the month, the neighborhood association began confiscating many of our ceramics and scrolls to sell them on what we called the gray market, which was different from the black market. The black market was for things like fuel, oil, foods, metals, and so on, mostly items that were rationed or illegal to trade. The gray market was more innocent. It was mainly housewives selling off their precious things to raise cash. In our case, though, our things were sold to punish us as much as for any other reason, and so the cash went to benefit others. The head of the neighborhood association, who was mistress of a nearby Okia, felt deeply sorry whenever she came to take our things away, but the military police had given orders. No one could do anything but obey. If the early years of the war had been like an exciting voyage out to sea, you might say that by about the middle of 1943, we all realized the waves were simply too big for our craft. We thought we would drown, all of us, and many did. It wasn't just that day-to-day life had grown increasingly miserable, no one dared admit it, but I think we'd all begun worrying about the outcome of the war. No one had fun any longer. Many people seemed to feel it was unpatriotic even to have a good time. The closest thing to a joke I heard during this period was something the geisha Raiha had said one night. For months, we'd heard rumors that the military government planned to shut down all the geisha districts in Japan. Lately, we'd begun to realize that it really was going to happen. We were all wondering what would become of us when suddenly Raiha spoke up. "We can't waste our time thinking about such things," she said. "Nothing is bleaker than the future, except perhaps the past."